This is the Celt Father, Mark Gunn, and today I have an interview for you with Dom Duff, who is a Breton Celtic rock musician, and I met him on my Celtic Invasion of Brittany, but I'll tell you about that in a moment. But first I want to let you know that Thursday, September 21st at 8 p.m., I'm going to do another concert window show. This is a free show. However, there is a twist, and that goes like this. Basically, I'm calling it the Mercenary Show, because basically my plan is I'm going to do a 30-minute concert, and depending on how many tips I get, the show will go longer. So every time people tip for a song, I'll play a little bit longer, and the show will go as long as people are making tips or until I'm ready to stop. So if you want to join me, it again is a free concert. You can head on over to KeltFather.com/watch to sign up to a mailing list, and I'll notify you as we get closer to that date. Next, the Brobdingnagian Bards have a brand new CD. We released it at Dragon Con. The album is called Dragons and Virgins. It is a live recording from Dragon Con 2016. And it sounds absolutely fantastic. There are four new tracks on there, none of which have ever been recorded. Hopefully by the time this show goes live, I will have that album for sale on my Bandcamp page. So head on over there. Oh, you'll find a link in the show notes. Dragon Con was absolutely incredible. This year I told Andrew, book as many shows as you want, and he did. And so we had a full a complement of shows every day. That I did my first Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers show. I did it against the parade at 10 a.m., and the show had like over 80 people who sat and enjoyed cat songs. It was a fantastic concert. Firefly Drinking Songs, of course, once again, we had to turn away a few people. Hobbit Drinking Songs, we turned away about 300 people because they put us in the same tiny room as last year. I'm hoping now that we're part of the High Fantasy track that we can actually get a real ballroom, and maybe we can increase the size to a good 700-seater room like we did a couple years back. But my apologies if you tried to make it to the Hobbit Drinking Songs show and you couldn't make it. Hopefully that will be fixed for next year. Our other shows went great as well. The Brobdingnagian Bard shows, once again, returned away people, and we decided we need a bigger room. We need a bigger room. So it was awesome all around. And we even did a Star Wars tribute concert with all the Filk musicians, and it was a blast. The whole convention was absolutely amazing. I'm really excited that we had so much fun. And it felt like people were talking about us more than ever, more than we've had in a decade. So it was brilliant. I hope to see you there at Dragon Con next year with the Brobdingnagian Bards. Come see us. Speaking of CDs, I also have on Bandcamp a special that I'm running for the month of September 2017. You can get 5 CDs for less than $5 each. 5 of my CDs that are basically all going away. These are clearance CDs. So you can head on over to markgunn.bandcamp.com/merch, and you will be able to buy a whole bunch of my CDs for a really low price, and these CDs are going away. So if you don't get them now, you won't ever get them. Just saying. So head on over there. Now, finally, every year I host a Celtic Invasion vacation, and of course, this past year we went to Brittany. It was absolutely amazing. Next year we're going to the Isle of Skye, so head on over to CelticInvasion.com if you want to find out about that. But this year we went to Brittany, and we spent a week in Carnac, and it was absolutely an amazing trip. I had a lot of fun. I'm still posting videos, and I have a lot more to do, as well as some podcasts that I want to release over the next few months, so stay tuned for that. But it was absolutely brilliant, and one of the joys was to get to talk to Dom Duff, who, like I said at the beginning of the show, he was like one of the first musicians to submit music to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, which was just getting started in 2005, and he sent some music in, and I've played him on and off throughout the years. But when I found out that I was heading there, I decided to contact him, see if he'd be interested in meeting up, and he was. He came over, he played music for us in our vacation rental, and I hope to have some videos and maybe a podcast of some of his live music there as well. It was absolutely brilliant time. Now, as I was reviewing the podcast that I recorded with Dom, I found that for whatever reason, the interview did not record. Well, the first half did, and that was only about 5 minutes. So I'm going to play for you the first half of the interview, and then we're going to play the music that he played for the podcast. Here's Dom Duff. This is the Kelp father, Mark Gunn, and I am here with Dom Duff, who is a Breton musician here in Brittany, where we are currently on the Celtic invasion of Brittany. And first, let me tell you, where do you live? Where are you in Brittany? Because we're in Carnac right now.
Yeah, we're in Carnac in Thouars. And I'm living in the middle, west. The place is by Carré.
Carré,
it's, okay. It's North Lorient.
That sounds very familiar. I saw that name somewhere. Is that a big city?
Not a big city, well known for the big festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've been raised on the northwest coast by the sea. And now I am in the middle, but it's about 1 hour from...
You were in the west coast, you say? That's right. Where you were raised?
North coast.
North coast, yeah. Okay. Where in the north coast?
By Roscoff.
Okay, what took you away from there?
Brest.
West.
In front of Cornwall.
Okay. Oh, right. It is. Okay. I was thinking. Yeah. Okay. My geography is slowly coming together.
Yeah.
But so, do you make trips over to Cornwall much, or did you?
Brittany is easy to travel, so it's not a problem.
And so you are from here, born and raised in Brittany.
In Brittany, and all my family has been raised in the same village since 15th century.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's funny to hear someone say that. I mean,
family tree is the same place.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
When did you start becoming a musician?
My parents were farmers.
Uh-huh.
With vegetables, artichokes, collies, flowers also. And my grandfather was used to play theater in Breton and singing also, but for the fun, you know, at home and on the farm. My father also. So me, I started...
You play guitar too?
No. Me, I started guitar, I was 13.
Oh, wow.
I've been collecting potatoes to play my first guitar. And I started on myself, by myself, for learning at home. Covering songs from pop music, folk music, everything, and Breton music also. And I first started playing music because there were many, many bands in the area for dancing nights in Breton music. So I started with that.
You started with Breton music?
Yeah.
Breton music, okay. The music that you sent me years ago, I remember some pipes. But I don't remember...
Okay.
I don't know what you do as much now, because I just got your CDs right here.
So after being learning music, I've been working on vegetables, and I've been in high school for that, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I've been working for potatoes, breeding potatoes for years, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so helping farmers and exporting to Arabia, so I stopped. It was in 20 years ago now. And I'm now full time with my music. And I run a band for Breton dance music. And the band stopped in 10 years ago now.
Oh wow. Which is about when I was starting my podcast.
On the same period, I started writing my own stuff in Breton language.
Uh-huh.
So nothing to do with dancing always. So
it looked like, I mean, from what I've seen, like the pictures, which doesn't say much, but it feel like you've been doing a lot more Celtic or rock, at least. Are you doing rock, Celtic rock? What are you doing?
You could say rock, because sometimes I have electric guitars and drum and bass, but... Yeah, it's a kind of cliche sometimes, you know, a difference in folk and rock. And then
right.
It's maybe surprise only.
Right.
Energy.
Right.
Maybe. And I've been listening most of this kind of stuff, so I like, you know, strings. Uh-huh. Strings.
Do you still mix in the Breton sound?
Yes, I have
whatever that is.
In my writing, yeah, it comes back sometimes in some phrases in the music, Breton rhythm or something. But I like to improve that and to, you know, like painting, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So mixing every influence.
Fusing the new and the old.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And but I don't use pipes and those Breton instruments. Only on the last album, I have a song with a pipe. Uh-huh. I wanted to go.
Yeah. You know? Do you play?
No.
Are you recording?
Si.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, we. Okay, eventually, I'll get this language thing down.
Yeah, probably. Then you'll go back to Alabama.
Yeah.
You're slowing down.
Yeah. Yep.
So this song is called Calon. Calon means heart. And it's about who is a boss in my body. My head, my body, or my heart. Maybe it's the heart.
Is the dog here?
Down was a mama friend of the Shivani Carousel.
And that was in Breton?
Yeah.
Excellent. What is it called again? Calon?
Calon.
Calon.
The heart. Calon in Welsh, also in Cornish also. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The song is about the letter I told you, you know, K.
Uh-huh.
And it's strange because it was forbidden when... writing machine come in the game, you know?
Typewriter,
yeah. And but it's just all Breton family using that again in, you know, Madagascar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And La Réunion, you have a lot of all Breton family over there.
Yeah.
So they're going on with the letter. So this song is about this letter.
Is there
this one is a hard one. I wrote this one, a Bataclan, you know?
What?
Yeah. Bataclan.
I call this song Kinder. Kinder is a sweet for with chocolate.
Yeah.
Kinder.
Oh, yeah. Kinder, surprise. Like the Kinder eggs.
Yeah.
I call this song Kinder and Kalashnikov. The teen coming from a sweet to a YouTube, a Kalashnikov, blah blah, and a sad spirit, and so. And so I'm using a Scottish scale too. This one is easy.
Nice. Good.
Traditional one for dancing, you know?
Traditional one for dancing, okay.
And but I would telling you, people are answering each other, you know? I'm on my own, so I need to do both.
Oh my god. Good luck. We'll pick it up. They're really good about picking it up, right? Aren't you?
Normal.
But you know Breton.
Right.
Usually you stop the body.
Pardon, spät?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'm not sure I could translate for you.
That's okay.
It's a traditional song, stupid song. I tell you, it's a guy. I've been to the feast of the village. I met a girl who been in a field somewhere. I came back with a disease. The doctor bring me in the castle. He lied me on the table,
uh-huh.
Cut my dick, put my dick through the window, the wolf come in, eat my dick, the wolf died, done the song. old song. 4 years ago, there was a mainstream singer in Paris, she covered this song from TV, like that. I'm not sure she understands what she listing words, you know, so I make a song, and at least it was for my children.
Slancha, nice.
Yehida, it's Welsh.
Okay, say that again, one sec.
Yehida, Yehimat.
Yehida, Yehimat. Slancha. Okay, awesome. Haven't gotten that one.
Pretty sure we'll have that on the podcast.
Yeah.
Listen for it for the on the podcast. I'll be sure to do the...
What?
Listen to it on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast so I can...
Ah,
yeah. Yehida. Can end it up that way instead of slouching.
I said, that's my kind of music. Yes. It makes me happy. I like it.
And it was one of the first songs I wrote. Yeah. I was in Paris at my cousin's flat, 14th level somewhere, he asked me, oh, I'm working today, could you buy food for tonight? Yeah, but so I was looking for butter in the big supermarket, you know. And in Brittany, we only eat salt butter. France, there's no salt, but in Brittany, it's a sacrilege if you butter with no salt. So I was looking for butter in supermarket, yogurt, ice creams, cheese. No. So I asked a woman working there, please, madam, where is the butter street? And so
Butter Street?
Yes, you know. And so I called the song Butter Street. Someone lost in somewhere looking for salt butter. This song is by a friend of mine from Swansea in Wales. I translate in Britain. The place where I've been raised is called Pagan Place. Pagan country. County. It's true. It's not a joke. And we're used to dance like wild people on the dune, you know, with no music because we are. It's a country of wreckers, to wreck the boats and.
Okay.
But they never. It happens sometimes. Wrecks of green paint or wine sometimes. Or shoes. The left one in this village and the second one breaking the other one. But never happens with piano or Yamaha guitar, so we are not used to play instrument, only singing, you know. And Bavogoni no Stogherin, prega da gara, che due levin, care canton, na kens plan, till halam. Motse heo, motse sho, mo bi ken biscoas, motse ne shansho, motse heo, motse sho, mo bi ken biscoas, motse ne shansho. Bogos mazud, glas mova mo, ave la yud, ha huza go. Bogos mazud, glas mova mo, ave la yud, ha huza go. Mero yodok plach deru sea, bushu wao, a bushu bleb, koronaut, vabe bedro, hagan dishar. For the Tao, Motseo, Motse show, Moby can be scores, Motse in the Shancho, Motseo, Motse show, Moby can be scores, Motse in the Shancho. Progos Mazid, Glasmo, Vamo, Havela Yud, Ha Huzago, Progos Mazid, Glasmo, Vamo. Have a light, ha, who's a row?
Sounds like a sea shanty of some sort, or a, reminds me of a
Native American.
No, I also picked up a bit gospelly.
I was thinking, actually, no, the
that sounded familiar.
The Scots women workers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of the work like songs. Yeah. True.
And I wrote this one. The title is Over and Out. It's the Age of the Shore. So I'm speaking about the sea and so last one.
Yeah.
A bit.
Perfect.
This one is called Kikafars. It's a Breton stew. Very famous is in the north again.
Apparently, we need to go to the north.
Apparently, yeah.
And. Stew with pork, you put what you want, and you have how you call that flavor? No,
yeah,
it's the same when you before cooking crepes, you put milk, flour. So your mix. If you cook on the bilik is a round.
Griddle
plate,
griddle.
You do
and
crepes,
the billet,
but
it's better land,
in,
by the way.
In the area where I've been raised, you put this mixture in a bag, in a cotton bag, and you cook for 2-3 hours. You open, it's cooked, it's like a flavor,
well,
it's kikafar,
like
so you put with the potatoes, the flowers, so it's kikafars. And
where have I seen that name? Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that name
one
of that
day
song.
My daughter was young. She was with me in the car, and they were building a McDonald's in the village by.
Sorry.
And she told me, "Oh, Dad, I see a McDonald's. We could start a shop with crepes, kikafars, everything. We call McDuff. We will be rich." She was 5 or 6.
Wow.
So I imagine a song, two people from Paris looking for eating the meal. And Sunday, everything is closed, so at least they end in the McDonald's where so.
You enjoyed this show with Dom Duff. You can find him at domduff.com. There you can buy his music and find out where he's playing. And I know he also has several CDs over on CD Baby. Now, if you enjoy this show, then you can support my music and travels for as little as $1 per month when you join the Gunrunners Club and become a patron of my music. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to the podcast and my mailing list at keltfather.com. Sláinte.